Hello, Taurus, and welcome to The Awakening. I'm Eric Francis, your astrologer, for the next hour or so, here with news and updates from the cosmos, or at least the cosmos the way that I read them and think about them. And what I'd like to do in this reading is basically sum up your astrology overall as we come out of one major phase of history, personal and collective, and enter another, because so much of the astrology has been centered in Aries and Taurus. This is an important transitional time for you, and I would like to see if I can relate the theme of what I see going on. And then I'm spinning these readings toward professional and vocational calling types of ideas, because I think that we can all use that now. The economy has been thrust into this gig economy, and suddenly almost everyone is in business for themselves, at least part-time. This hasn't been a thing in American history for, 100, 150 years, when we had a mainly self-employed economy. And then in the early 20th century, people started flocking to the cities and working for companies. So despite many other interesting developments in the astrology, Taurus, perhaps your sun, your rising, your moon, or that of a friend, has been dominated by the presence of Uranus in your sign. And this has always confounded me. It's been going on for 7 years, and I'm still trying to get a sense of what it's really about. Because Uranus in Taurus is like the least Taurian thing that you can think of. You know, the Tauruses I know all live in the same place, or pretty much live in the same place the day that I met them, and they like their old stuff, and they want to eat dinner on their grandmother's dining room table, and don't want their houses filled with technology, and are into traditional, durable things that last. Uranus comes along with all of its power of rebellion and invention and electricity, and is infusing this distinctly physical, tactile, sensory realm of Taurus with this thing that is very unlike it. I mean, the ruling planet of Taurus is Venus. Now, there are certain astronomical similarities between Venus and Uranus. Venus is a little stranger than most people give it credit for, certain elements of its orbit. It's 900 degrees there. There are big clouds of ammonia gas. You know, you would think with the depictions of Venus and, things we sculpt and draw on Earth, that would be the Garden of Eden, but actually not exactly so. But nonetheless, Taurus is about the comforts of life and security and having enough, really. And so Uranus slips in 2018. It's in about a 9-month transition from middle 2018 into kind of early 2019. And I think that the shockwaves have gone through society, amplifying and resonating with a lot of the instability we've experienced in this time. I mean, we could make a timeline of events surrounding Uranus and Taurus in that specific 7-year period and see if we could, delineate something distinctly that fits that signature. But for you personally, I mean, for someone who appreciates stability and non-technologically based comforts in life, it has to have been very stressful. And Uranus going through one sign in any event is transformational. But Taurus is a particularly dense energy field and, you know, more oriented in tradition than in rebellion. I mean, if I were going to get a Taurus person a gift, I might do something like find a vintage tube radio or something like that, or, you know, some antique kitchen utensils in good condition, like a hand-cranked egg beater from 1950 or something like this, right? And Uranus is associated with the rise of the internet and this kind of crazy disembodiment. It's very rebellious. And so I would ask you to contemplate how you have redefined yourself or felt yourself be transformed by this. And I've been thinking about this all day. And I think, I mean, long before that, but I've, you know, had to sit down at the microphone now a couple of minutes ago. And so one of the possibilities is that you went through a lot of changes and are in some way a fundamentally different person than you were 7 years ago, that there's been some deep reconstruction or of who you are. You've rearranged things, and maybe you feel the same. I mean, that's a good question. You know, how do you feel the same, and how would your friends describe you? You might even ask them. The other possibility is digging in, resisting any provocation coming from within to, you know, radically transform yourself in some way. You may have felt this impulse and thought, you know, no way, no how. So I have to leave that an open question because you're not here to talk to me about it. But questions are helpful in astrology, and that is certainly a defining theme. Now, there has been a similar process going on with Pluto in Capricorn. Now, that goes back much further. It goes back to 2008. And Capricorn is your ninth place. And the ninth place is one of the places we look for values, discussion of values. And this is, I think, Capricorn on the ninth for Taurus is one of the defining features of Taurus because it suggests a spiritual values framework that must be old and rooted in tradition in some way. And this can be a sticking point. It can be difficult to update your files. It can be difficult to bring yourself into the present moment with Capricorn on the ninth place. It can be hard to be optimistic and to have the wide view on life that people go to the ninth house for. You can have very traditional values around education with Capricorn in the ninth. It might not be that fulfilling for you with Capricorn in the ninth. The ninth rules education as well. But starting in 2008, Pluto has been coming through the territory. And this has been the latest, but the deepest, kind of a dismantling of very traditional elements of your consciousness that may have survived other